We're all in uncharted territory looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Glad you're with us. Golic and Wingo, ESPN Radio, ESPN2. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Mike Golic Jr., Trey Wingo here with you. So, here we are once again, folks. We have the ball rolling in the puck sliding in the NHL. We got the ball rolling for the
puck
NBA.
Puck sliding?
Whatever.
Puck dropping,
being passed, whatever, down the road. We figure out that's going on in the NHL. We feel like we're in a good spot with the NBA, with, by the way, some incredible ideas to incentivize home field advantage for the higher seeds, which won't have them. I mean, it's phenomenal.
It's incredible. We've asked you at Golic and Wingo because the Dave McMenamin in an article that he wrote.
I'm glad I'm not the only one having problems saying his name this morning.
Everyone struggles a bit at times. But Dave pointed out that they're looking for ways to potentially manufacture a home court advantage, since we know this is all going to be taking place down in Orlando at Disney World more than likely. And so we asked you at Golic and Wingo because some of the ideas they came up with were pretty creative.
Ball possession in the second, third, and fourth period, extra foul, extra challenge, actual on-court advantages for the higher seeds.
And because we're toddlers, we took some of those and said, all right, some is great, more is better. And we asked you at Golic and Wingo, if you're one of the 1 through 4 seeds, what do you want as part of your home court advantage? We're going to take all those suggestions. We're going to get to some of those in a little bit, and how it has led to tomorrow, a way that we may potentially be somehow right now. We have a debate going on of the Disney resorts and where we'd like to stay if we are one of these 1 through 4.
Because
games.
That's one, yes, of it as well. Not on the court, off the court. Well, one actually involves the court. One of the things they're talking about is the high seed bringing their own home court from their arena, so yeah, it's familiar to them. The other is the higher seeds by seed, you get to pick the Disney resort you stay at.
And let's be clear.
Oh boy.
They're all great. But. If you had to rank them, we will do that.
Especially the thing is, if you have kids, what age are your kids? What do you think they would enjoy more? Pool, Animal Kingdom? I mean, there's a lot of different
things out there. Less about anyone being better and more the strategy, Jimmy. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But all of this is to say is all of this is happening, and I guess baseball would still be a ball, yet it is not rolling nearly as well as the rest.
It's just sort of laying there on the grass waiting for someone to pick it up is basically what we're learning. So we've had not counter proposals, really, because that would mean I see what you've done, I'm processing it, and I'm giving you back some information on the other side. It's more like, as I said the other day, one guy fired a t-shirt cannon proposal to the other side, it just laid there, and the other guy fired back another one. We're not sure if they've actually unwrapped the t-shirt and seen what's in it.
Either that or they put it in the circular file right next to them, i.e. the trash can, and said, okay, we're not answering your proposal, here's a proposal of our own. They still have not agreed on anything. It all is pointing to prorated salaries, maybe at 80, 82 games, which is where they were in March. We'll see what some of the ancillary things are going to be. I can't believe it would get bad enough to the way they don't play. We all feel like they're going to play. It's just a matter of figuring it all out and what's the least amount of money that you can lose, right?
Yeah.
Because nobody is making, no player is making his full salary, and no owner is making the normal money that they make.
And let's be clear, baseball is in more of a time crunch than almost anything right now.
Yeah.
Because
they have a whole season to play.
They got a whole season. Everyone else is trying to get to the finish line. They're trying to start. And so we've heard from Jeff Passan, who said, look, early June. Well, we're in early June.
We are.
It's June 3rd, right?
It's June 3rd. June may as well have been 6 weeks long already at this point.
Exactly. True. So they need to get to the chase. They need to cut to the middle of this and sort of actually do the thing. And Buster Olney, basically the last night on SportsCenter, is they're really even not talking right now.
that they're not really negotiating. They just seem to be repackaging their ideas and then presenting them again, and they're not really working toward the middle ground. For example, on the owner's side, we initially heard about maybe a 50-50 revenue split, giving the players a chunk of money saying, this is what's available. The players indicated, no, that wouldn't be acceptable. So then we got the sliding scale 82-game proposal. And then yesterday we heard about, well, you know what? If the 82 games not acceptable, the sliding scale, we'll give you a 50-game schedule with this same chunk of money. And on the players' side, all their proposals are that the players would get full prorated salary.
Buster needs some
Buster
oil.
In stereo. There.
That, was
some oil.
That was Buster coming to us from the Starship Enterprise.
Wow. Beam me up, Buster.
So they're still stuck basically at the beginning.
And we all think they're going to figure it out, right? We all think there's no way. Listen, there's no way they can't, right?
No, there's a very easy way they can't, I feel like.
Yeah, my gosh.
Well, here's an easy way right now. Here's Cubs owner Tom Ricketts, okay, pushing back on the perception that baseball teams are cash cows. This is what he told our Jesse Rogers. The scale of losses across the league is biblical. The timing of the work stoppage, the inability to play was right before the season started. We're looking at 30 teams with zero revenue. To cover the losses, all teams have gone out and borrowed. There's no other way to do it in the short run. In the long run, we may be able to sell equity to cover some of our losses, but that's in the long run. And then our own Jeff Passan tweeted, the scale of losses across the league is biblical. Biblical! Exclamation point. Dude.
Really? Listen.
Really?
Tom Ricketts is reportedly worth upwards of $900 million.
Yeah.
I'm not here to count another man's money, but at the same time...
Don't tell me it's
in the midst of this... and like
In the midst of everything that's going on.
The numbers might be biblical. There is no doubt, because they are so large, because the dollar amounts you deal in are so large to begin with. But in all of this, as we've talked about, certainly with the players, as we've said, no one even wants to hear about the players in normal circumstances, contract negotiations in public. Do you think they want to hear from Tom Ricketts saying this?
I mean, it is just tone deaf. And again, it all is probably true, because they're going to lose billions. I get it.
As a collective group.
But man, know your audience. Can we say baseball is the worst at this?
Yes.
Of them publicly talking about money. Shut up.
Yeah.
Seriously. Players, owners, shut up. We get it. We know it. Let it all happen behind closed doors. Don't tell, you're saying this publicly to people who are listening who have had to close their businesses because they can't take out loans. Or if they take out loans, they can't pay them back. You know, I mean, it's just, again, true, but tone deaf. Just like we didn't want to hear years ago an NBA player say $1 million doesn't take you as far as it used to.
Latrell Sprewell couldn't feed his family on $4 million.
I mean, have a little bit of common sense about your surroundings of what you're doing. It blows my mind of just, oh my God, biblical proportions, we're going to lose this money.
What book in the Bible is he talking about?
By the way, they're going to be fine. Yeah. They're going to end up making their money again. They're losing money now. But, oh, my God, it just comes across as horrible.
No one's going broke, let's be clear. Much in the same way we didn't want to hear Blake Snell talk about how much tax he has to take out on his $7 million.
Yeah, it's exactly
right. Don't care. I don't care that the $900 million guy might not make $5 million.
You don't care in a normal situation. And this is anything but a normal situation.
Well, and you know what? In the context of negotiations, I'm usually one that's kind of willing to say and suspend the belief of, this is sports. This is the world that we deal in, and these are the conversations that happen around these kind of negotiations. That is the world I tend to operate in. But once we see the vitriol and once we see all the venom for the Blake Snells of the world, I just want to make sure that's equally distributed to the people on the other side of that.
Same intensity.
If you are going to, and the idea, and I said, I believe that there is capability for growth based on what we've seen. So I believe that people were capable of looking at what Blake Snell said and maybe going, cringing a little bit, but understanding that these guys, at least on the sliding scale of sports-related justice, are the ones that are going to have to go out there and actually risk it, or actually going to have to go out there and endure whatever the clunky version of a return to baseball looks like this year. That ain't Tom Ricketts. Like, he's going to be the checks, and certainly having to deal with financial loss, which in the sports context, I'm cool judging, but if everyone else is going to get mad at Blake Snell and the players, make sure you get mad at this guy too in all this, as we watch this couple loudly argue about their divorce in the middle of the mall. That's what Major League Baseball and the Players Association has become. It is a loud argument that should be taking place behind closed doors about your divorce taking place in the mall food court while I'm trying to enjoy Sbarro.
Let's put it this way. Maybe this is the best way to understand it, right? He's the Cubs owner from Chicago. Well, to quote the quarterback who spent the majority of his career quarterbacking the Chicago Bears, Jay Cutler, don't care.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Figure it out behind closed doors and then get back to me. Golic and Wingo presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Coming up next, the monorail goes through the Contemporary and the Grand Floridian among those at Disney World. Will all NBA titles follow the same track? We'll get to that up.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back. A 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Wingo here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2. Let's get you caught up on a little bit of what is trending. A Florida State court judge on Tuesday denied New Orleans Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson's request to stay discovery into whether he was eligible under NCAA rules when he played one season at Duke in 2018-2019. The Florida 11th Circuit Court Judge David Miller ruled that Williamson will be required to answer interrogatories and requests for admissions from attorneys representing Gina Ford and Prime Sports Marketing, who are suing Williamson for $100 million for breaching their marketing agreement.
Oops.
Yikes.
That's Meanwhile, a problem.
That one's going to get interesting. Meanwhile, multiple college football players have tested positive for COVID-19. Oklahoma State linebacker Eggman Ogbonbamina tested positive after attending a protest in Tulsa. The second team All-Big 12 selection last year made the announcement on Twitter. All players, as well as coaches and staff, were tested for coronavirus, a source told ESPN. And two Marshall players and one staffer tested positive as voluntary workouts continue. The three and others who have been tested could have potential exposure to the virus, did not take part in any activity. And the university said Monday they are asymptomatic. And after being asked to isolate at home for 14 days before returning to campus, Louisville student-athletes were welcomed back and underwent drive-up coronavirus testing at Cardinal Stadium on Tuesday. More than 120 student-athletes, coaches, and staff were tested ahead of the start of volunteer physical activity on June 8th. And Cubs owner Tom Ricketts pushed back on the perception that baseball teams are cash cows. Ricketts told ESPN's Jesse Roberts, quote, "The scale of losses across the league is biblical. The timing of the work stoppage, the inability to play right before the season was started, we're looking at 30 teams with zero revenue. To cover all the losses, all teams have gone out and borrowed. There's no way to do it in the short run. In the long run, we may be able to sell equity to cover some of our losses, but that's in the long run." What's Trending is brought to you by Redbox. Redbox is the top entertainment when you need it most. Watch Margot Robbie take us on a twisted mind adventure of Harley Quinn. Don't miss Birds of Prey. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
So I'm not going to lie. Yeah. When you did that first trending.
We owe you an apology.
We do about Zion. And you read what was there. Williamson will be required to answer interrogatories and request for admission from attorneys, blah, blah, blah. You said interrogatories, and Trey and I looked at each other like,
what the hell is that?
What is that? And it's
what it is. It's legalese. It's stuff you learn. See, I don't know if you guys know this or not. I was a fifth-year senior and an academic All-American. I took graduate classes. Now, they were non-degree-seeking graduate classes, but essentially, I'm like a doctor in relation to you guys. So anytime you have questions about some of the finer workings of the legal system, medicine, just anything in general that requires postgraduate education, I will do my best to shepherd you for blind, but now you see. Because
so you are learned?
Just so you know, like, I could get it. If your dad would have had your back there, because he's your dad, but we both looked at him like, what the hell did he just say?
Well, all right, what does interrogatories mean?
I would assume it's a part of the legal process. It's a little bit too in the weeds for our audience, so I don't want to waste time delving into this. We got a lot of great tweets to get to about the subject of the NBA. I don't know if you guys heard, they're getting ready to play back at Disney World. There might be 20 teams. There might be 22 teams in all this. Yeah. They're still trying to figure it out,
well
but
done
at the very least, they might get to ride the monorail.
Well, I have some real interrogatories about that plan that I need to sort of devolve.
Well done. Yeah.
Can you use it in a sentence, ladies and gentlemen, is the base of any understanding of the word. So we're trying to figure this thing out. And one of the more fascinating things to me, is the incentivizing of the higher seeds. We'll get to that in a minute. But again, the Woj article basically with Ramona Shelburne and everybody else reporting that it looks like it's going to be 22 teams, 16 seeds right now, although it's 8-8. In each conference, plus the other teams are on the fringe, some playing games, and then we start rolling. And the latest this thing could go would be Game 7 being on Monday, October 12th, which would be the same night as a Monday Night Football game, which is the Chargers and the Saints.
Chargers and Saints in New Orleans, yes.
So that's the latest it could go. And then the issue becomes, well, the quick turnaround for the start of the 2020-2021 season. And Woj basically is laying it out there that, hey, you may win a title, but you're going to have real problems getting this thing started back up again for the next time.
And as soon as the finals are over, the NBA draft comes several days later, and then free agency. What will be interesting about this year is how tight of a window potentially from the end of this season and the start of next season. The NBA would like to be back by Christmas, by the end of December. And it's certainly going to be a tight window, and that's all has to be collectively bargained with the Players Association.
All right, so obviously we'll see what happens there, because you wonder, will the next season, will it be that Christmas start like some owners want to start later? But to me, there's only before we even get to the extra things the top seeds look for, it's Game 7.
Yeah.
That means it's a good series, right? If you get to Game 7, correct, it is a good series. Monday night, and again, we're not biased to network, because one will be on ESPN and the other will be on ABC.
Right.
So the three of us certainly aren't biased. So we're asking you out there, and you don't get last watched. You get one channel, and it can only stay on that one channel. You can't find out what's going on in the other game.
Well,
what are you watching?
Here's what's interesting, right? Because we know who the Monday night game is going to be.
Right.
We know it's going to be the Saints and the Chargers.
And you're right, we don't know, but we do know it's a Game 7.
Yeah.
Which means, and there's no home court, you know, it's been flying back and forth, it's been played in one spot.
That would be interesting, is you have to buy that stock now, too.
Right. Yep.
Like, you don't get to find out. So here's the prop is, you know, all right, I am either buying Monday Night Football, Saints Chargers, what could be Drew Brees' last game against the team that drafted him, if we think this could be his final season, or an NBA Finals Game 7. You don't know who's going to be there. And this year it could be more wide open than ever.
It could be LeBron trying to win a championship with a third team, or the Bucks trying to capitalize on what they believe could be a potentially short window with Giannis and claim that victory, a Game 7 between those two teams.
Or it could be Ja Morant leading Memphis.
Exactly.
I'm taking the Game 7. Right now, I will give me the Game 7. Because obviously, again, it's been a decent series, unless the previous six games were all blowouts. But if you ask me right now, I will take the Game 7. If I have to just watch the one thing, if it was just a playoff game, I wouldn't do it. I would watch the Monday night game.
Right.
But this is Game 7, NBA Finals of kind of a wacky year. I'll take Game 7.
I'm so DNA wired to just skew to football. I admit that.
I know you are. All are football guys, but I would definitely take Game 7.
This is a hard one for me. I really want to know who's playing.
So you're going football.
I'm going to go football as a default.
Mike, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going game seven. Like, and it's, I'm looking down at the teams right now trying to concoct the matchup that would be like least appealing to me, because even in football, they're all not created equal. Like, God, I mean, God in heaven. I remember when we had the Falcons and the Patriots Super Bowl, and that Super Bowl week felt like a vast wasteland because neither of those teams were going to give you anything interesting. There aren't a ton of big personalities.
And then the game.
And then the game.
And then the game.
And then the game happened, certainly leading up to that. But you know, all matchups don't drive the same level of interest. Right. But you mentioned the game got so compelling. And if you're in a game seven, that means the action is compelling no matter who is playing in all of that one. So yeah, I got to go game seven.
Yep.
Got
it. All right. I think I'd go game seven, but it's hard. It would be, I'd have to have two TVs. I have to.
No,
have
I can't do it. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it.
Now we're watching a game seven, and what, and if there's the higher seed, obviously in this game, what extra things are they getting? This is amazing, and this is, they're actually knocking this around right now.
Yeah, in the article on ESPN.com by Dave McMenamin. Again, I think we have to say his name very slowly today because, Junior, you and I have butchered it and almost said M&Ms several times trying to say Dave McMenamin. Among the things that are actually being discussed to incentivize teams that have had the higher seed, because no one's going to have home court advantage, right, which is a huge part of this, the higher seed team being awarded the first possession of the second, third, and fourth quarters following the traditional jump to begin the game. The higher seed being allowed to designate one player to get an extra foul.
Wow.
Just one guy to go out there and just rough it up, basically. Get him a seventh foul before fouling out. The higher seeded team receiving an extra coach's challenge. And then we get a little off the beaten path. The higher seeded team being able to transport their actual hardwood home court from their home arenas to Orlando.
That's true. We're not making this one up.
No, these are all things that are literally being discussed. And then an off-court feature in which playoff teams in order of seeding 1 through 16 receive their first choice on picking which hotel they will stay at in the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex and Disney World Resort. ESPN, side note, is owned by Walt Disney.
Wow. And they're all, it's all one. It's just 1A, 1B, 1C.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We love our kids equally.
We'll get into that part of it, the resort part of it later. But
there's
some
built-in advantages to each one, depending on where you're coming to this from.
Kids and all that. Absolutely.
Oh, how about this one? I haven't gotten to this part yet. Another radical idea that was pessimistically floated in background discussions. One Western Conference executive told ESPN would be allowing the higher seed to pick their first round opponent. We want to play them.
Wow. So we've asked you.
Process that for a minute.
It's getting hot in here.
At Golic and Wingo, what advantage should the higher seed get or the lower seed not get? And, as of course, you guys delivered. Higher seeds get a list of Kevin Durant's burner passwords. Wow. I love this. Lower seed top scorer the day before the game has to do the around the world drinking at Epcot.
See, that's a win. Now, see, I would look at that as a win, but that's just for me.
Not if you're going to go play a basketball game then.
We'll figure it out.
Along those lines of not feeling good, lower seed has pizza delivered from Utah. Ba-dum, boom.
Just don't spit in the pizza.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. Higher seed gets golf cart to the court, lower seed walks.
See, that's what I was wondering, though, because some of the creature comforts, because you'd essentially be trying to replicate the team that would have to travel, do all those things that are generally taxing on you, so maybe adding something like that.
5-on-4 for one quarter. See, couldn't be that long. You'd have to do it shorter than that.
Again, I want like 30 seconds to a minute run, but instead of 5-on-4, your coach has to be one of the five.
Okay.
So depending on what team you are, that may not be as much of a disadvantage.
But by the way, Junior, as you went into this long speech about your graduate classes that you took at Notre Dame as an academic All-American.
Oh, boy.
You've been saying the word wrong. It's interrogatory, not interrogatory.
Oh, I wouldn't even have known that.
Yeah, you know what? I said it quick on the fly, Trey. I was trying to meld it all together for you on this one. I got to do my best to simplify these things. By the way, if you were looking for a definition, it's a form of discovery, written questions to be answered under oath, which means Zion might have to spill the tea about what went down at Duke, and that's where this gets.
We're going to get into that one because basically no one's going to care, but we still have where this is all going to go. All right, some of the other things higher and lower seeds should get real quickly. All shots outside the paint for the higher seed count as a three-pointer.
By the way, all shots, I thought, I'm sorry, I was
no,
drinking
no.
around the
thinking
world.
About the drinking?
Just yeah. drinking around the world.
Oh, my God.
Play to your strengths. That's
you
all I'm saying. Play to your strengths.
One mind.
All right, coming up, an NFL wide receiver who went from being part of the solution, and cleaning up his franchise to a much bigger cleanup job. We'll get to him right after SportsCenter. All right, Golic and Wingo here with you on a Wednesday morning, ESPN Radio, ESPN2. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Mike Golic Jr., Trey Wingo here with you. So we're all sort of still unraveling from the things that have happened in this country, from the killing of George Floyd and the protests that have happened after it, and some of the unfortunate things that have gone with that protest. And our next guest was actually part of making sure things were rebuilt.
Yeah, we're getting cleaned up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In Tampa, he, along with several other NFL players, including Ray McCloud, went out there and basically went out there and tried to clean up some of the things that happened with some of the looting and some of the protests over the death of George Floyd. And we're delighted to be joined now by Auden Tate, Bengals wide receiver. Auden, thanks for being with us this morning. First of all, how are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, you know, just getting through all this, but I'm feeling good.
Well, we appreciate you coming on with us, and we appreciate what we saw with you and some other receivers in Tampa going out and cleaning up some of the places that were hit hard by some of the looting and the rioters there. What was it about you that said, I need to go out there and be a part of the solution here and help rebuild?
I was just eating dinner with the fam, and I just got a text from my brother Ray Ray and some of the other guys I know around the Tampa in a group message just talking about we can go out there and clean it up, like, because we just wanted to find some way to help in some way. And that was just the best way to help at that specific time. So that's just what we did.
As far as, and we've seen this happen in other places around the country as well, people going out and cleaning up. Do you think with what's going on with some of the protests, certainly there's been many peaceful protests. Unfortunately, there's been some damage done as well. Overall, do you feel like the message about George Floyd is getting lost at all, or do you still think that is in the forefront with most people?
I won't say the message is necessarily getting lost. I just think, you know, people are just kind of getting fed up, and, you know, you make a big group of people angry at the same time. You know, it ain't going to be good. So I just think people just, you know, they're just angry right now. You know, they got the right to be. So, you know, just finding a way to get that anger out in the right way towards, you know, the people that we need to change from, you know, is the biggest thing for me.
Do you feel a pressure, and we see this a lot of times with athletes and people that have this platform, do you feel like there's a pressure or a responsibility for you and your other teammates right now to kind of be out in the forefront and helping lead during this?
I wouldn't say necessarily pressure or anything like that, because, you know, at the end of the day, we still support players and entertainers, you know, that's what we're doing. But, I mean, we definitely got a responsibility. We got this big platform, so, you know, why not use it in a good way, you know, while you got it?
Well, certainly you and some of the other players, including Ray McCloud, you mentioned it, Bills wide receiver, were out there doing that and cleaning up after some of the things that went wrong in Tampa. But as we sit here, one of the things we've sort of been dealing with, Auden, is trying to understand and be – empathetic to people whose lives have been different than ours and have been on different paths. And I think one of the things that I'm very hopeful that will come out of all of this is we need to understand everybody has a different path in life, and we need to understand that their difference is not the same journey that we've been on. What do we need to know that maybe we don't understand as a society that we need to embrace?
I say just love and just understanding, you know, no prejudgment, just everybody just looking at each other as the same, you know, getting, you know, this me against you mentality out of here and just get this together type vibe together, something like that. But yeah, I think it's just too much, there's too much hate in the world at this time, to be honest.
Auden Tate joining us again, and I mentioned 23 years old because we have seen a lot of players, professional athletes in that age range really being active in this. And Auden, Anthony Lynn, the head coach for the Los Angeles Chargers, I'm still saying San Diego, telling my age, has talked about, okay, the statements are coming out, people are doing things now, but then there needs to be action after that. What do you think some of the action, especially where you're from there in Tampa, what actions need to be taken when the protests are over and everybody kind of gets back to whatever their normal life may be to help this not happen in the future?
I just say just being present, you know, in any way, you know, we can, you know, any community building type thing, you know, us being present, you know, any protest, us being present, just, you know, being there is also, you know, using your voice, being there, you know, with the people, you know, just standing with them. So, like, even last night, you know, some of us went out to a silent protest over by Franklin Manor, you know, just being present out there, you know, even though you may not have nothing to say or you may not know how to express it, being there is enough at that time if you don't know exactly what to say or how to express it. So that's all I say.
Absolutely, and we've seen a lot of athletes take the opportunity to be there with the people and be out in those groups and in the part of those protests. I'm curious, though, Auden, you guys haven't had, you know, a normal offseason this year. It's been, you know, the virtual offseasons for a lot of people and trying to find ways to get together when there's time. I don't know if you've had a chance to get together with him much or not, but Joe Burrow, your guy's new quarterback, your rookie quarterback, came out with a pretty strong statement at the beginning of all of this. What did it mean to see that from a guy who hasn't played a down for you guys yet, but is certainly going to come in and be a big part of your team?
I think he's, you know, it's definitely, you know, difficult, you know, with the Zoom and all that stuff going on. But like I say, Joe Burrow, he's very confident. He's very, well-spoken. So even in the meetings, you know, he speaks up. You know, he doesn't really waver his voice at all. So he's very confident. You can tell he's studying the stuff and knows a lot of it already. So, I mean, I'm real confident in the dude already, and I haven't even really met him face-to-face.
Auden Tate with us, Bengals wide receiver. We've seen a lot of players and coaches get together and say they've talked to their players about this in the light of what went on, George, and they want to have open conversations. What kind of conversations have you had with your teammates or Bengals coaches about this?
After all the stuff happened, you know, our coach opened it up for stuff to talk about. I don't really want to go into a specific, you know, I want to keep what, you know, we say between us, but our coach definitely did bring it up, and he's, you know, he's understanding about the situation, and he even wants to know. So, you know, that's a positive from being a player on the team.
It certainly is. Well, listen, Auden, we appreciate you being with us this morning. Obviously, there's still a lot that we all need to learn, and we appreciate you being part of trying to help your community after some of the things that went south and being out there with some other NFL players and cleaning up after some of the looting in Tampa. Thanks for being with us this morning, and thank you for helping.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Auden.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we have, because we watch it where we are on this national level when we turn on the national news and stuff, but we've heard time and time people getting involved. And when we say, what's the actionable thing to do, it comes down to just what he said, in your community. You know, we've heard it time and time again. It starts there. It starts in the local community, you know, the local police. And, you know, then it grows from there, but it has to start from that area. And that seems to be one of the big messages being sent.
Yeah. You saw, I think, a lot of people responding yesterday. We know social media yesterday, they were doing the Blackout Tuesday, right, trying to promote a lot of the causes, ideas, and conversations that were important to the black community. And one of those was voting. You had primary elections going on yesterday in a lot of states that people were encouraging and reminding and information. But even he said it there, even if you don't have anything to say, he wasn't the one that organized the protest, right, that he went to, but he saw leadership that knew what they wanted to do, right, in this given space and was willing to lend his voice and his presence, as were some of these other NFL players, and that kind of support behind people that have an understanding of what direction they want to go with it, how to help going forward, is something where we see all the time. Having a pro athlete, having someone who's been through those experiences and now has that platform is huge.
Absolutely. And we'll just continue to build on this and go forward. But coming up next, how will Zion's fight in court impact his team's fight on the court? We'll get to that after this.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Either.
Ooh.
Neither.
There's levels to this, bro.
Or both.
Say it again!
You can get with this, or you can get with that.
This is either, neither, or both with Golic and Wingo.
What it is.
I still don't remember saying that. I just want to be clear.
Glad you did, though. Golic and Wingo is presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. The gift that keeps on giving.
I'd like to apologize to America. Yeah. All right, let's break it down. Let's Junior berate us. Go ahead, start.
All right, guys. It's time for either, neither, or both. I've been humbled before the altar after pronouncing interrogatories the wrong way, or interrogatories, excuse me.
Whatever. My God. Good and straight, young man.
And so I'm going to be a little softer and a little gentler when it comes to either, neither, or both today.
Okay.
I'm going to assume you guys know how to play it at this point. I'm going to present you with a couple of options.
Okay.
And you decide whether either, neither, or both are true. So, here we go. Either, neither, or both. Trey, Eric Reed, Colin Kaepernick will play on an NFL team again.
Look, if ever a team was going to sign Colin Kaepernick, I believe it might be in light of everything that went on this offseason. I just still don't think it's going to happen. I think Eric Reed will be signed at some point, so I'm going to say either, and I'm going to say Eric Reed.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would say either. I would say Eric Reed. I still don't think with all that went on, and I know the articles that have been out there and such. And
I would be great. It'd be great if it happened.
But I just don't think it's going to happen either. So I'll go either and Eric Reed.
Yeah, I think the barrier to entry is going to be a lot lower with Eric because he was so recently in the league and all of those things.
He played well.
And did play well. I think with Colin, even if he was signed, it would be like one of those, and kind of like what we talked about with the incentivized hiring, where I don't think he's going to turn down the job, and it would be the right thing to do, but it would still be not enough. You'd have to follow through in other ways. You'd have to be willing to support the things that Colin's been talking about in tangible ways, and I'm still not sure if there are NFL teams comfortable with that. Either, neither, or both, Dad, will lead their team into the real NBA playoffs. Zion Williamson, Damian Lillard.
I'm going to say
I have a question first.
Yeah.
What are the unreal NBA playoffs?
Not sure.
Play-in. The play-in.
Oh, the play-in.
Once we get to the...
Thank you.
Once
thank
we get
you,
to the 16.
Thank you. So I got it. Thank you, Producer Evan, for clarifying. So the final 16, not
final
the play-in games to get in.
I'm going to say neither. I don't think either gets in.
Ooh.
I think John Morant keeps Memphis in that 8 slot.
Trey?
I want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. I don't know. I don't really believe it, but I want it. So I'm trying to will it into existence. I'm going to say either, and I'm going to say Zion.
I'm going to go dad neither on this one. Too short a runway. It's going to be kind of a wild card here, but I think we're also, you know, talking about the variance of teams when they come back. Yeah. I think water is still going to kind of find its level on a lot of these teams that were good before. Either, neither, or both, dad, is a must see first round NBA playoff matchup. Sixers Celtics. Thunder Jazz.
I would still say I would go Sixers Celtics just for all that's involved in that. I mean, listen, you get some of the characters involved in there. I'm going to go Sixers and Celtics.
I would go that way as well. And also historical bias for me.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big part of it. Whether that's fair or unfair, it just is.
Right. Cause obviously different players, but we go back to when.
Exactly. I would go there.
Yeah, I want to see what Joel Embiid's been up to in the lab since this all last transpired. Like, let's be real. Give me the characters every single time. Either, neither, or both, Trey, in the next 10 years, the Knicks will win an NBA championship. James Dolan will sell the team.
Well, if I answer this a certain way, am I banned from MSG like everyone else that says sell the
team? We've
already
probably said
too much. How often do you go there anyway?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So in that case, I'm going to say either, and Dolan sells the team.
Wow.
I'm going to say the same thing. I don't think Knicks are winning a championship. Can't get anybody to go play there. But I think Dolan in the next 10 years sells the team.
I'm going to say neither. Neither of these is happening. We know good and damn well they're not going to be winning anything.
Well, maybe if his band takes off and he wants to concentrate more on that.
I would say go buy an album and support music so that we can all get the Knicks that we want. Either, neither, or both will be his team's starting quarterback in 2021, Trey. Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen.
Wow.
I think I'm going to have to default to both. Look, Josh still has the people around him that drafted him. And I think that's a huge thing for him, even though there's no excuses left for Josh. He's got to be a higher completion percentage quarterback going forward. But the people that drafted him are still there. Baker is a bigger question mark, but there's so much around him now. I think he can't help but succeed.
I'm going to say both because they don't have to be signed to extensions by then.
No.
Right? So you can still be playing on the rookie deal. So I'll say both. I think they'll both still be there.
Well, be their team's starting quarterback. It's not just be there.
Yes. Yes. It'll be their team's starting quarterback.
Like I say, because you could have the potential for if Nick Foles supplants Mitchell Trubisky. Yeah. That's the road we go down here. Yeah, I'm going to go both for this one as well. I also think, like you said, Josh Allen's got to improve. Baker Mayfield's already better than Josh Allen in my mind. So that'll be a lot easier.
They would need to pick up the fifth-year option by this time next year for both of them.
Yep. All right. Either, neither, or both, in honor of my fifth place finish in the Peloton All-Star Ride, would finish top five. Trey in a golf sim event versus PGA Pros, golf simulator event, or Dad in a donut eating contest versus the Pro Eaters.
I would go with Trey in this one, quite honestly, because I've gone against these eaters, and while I consider myself a pretty good eater, I couldn't compete.
See, this is the mutual respect we have for each other. I would go with you. So I would say either and you would say either and go with me.
Yes.
Real recognizes real, my friend.
Respect on that one. My All-Star Ride is part of Golic and Wingo's Home Olympic Trials, brought to you by California Almonds, with a mix of 6 grams of natural protein. Fuel your whatever day, every day, with California Almonds. Coming up next, NFL players respond to Vic Fangio's comments.